Father, we are thankful. We are thankful for life. when we consider all that you've done for us. We left speechless. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for all that you have done, all that continues to be made manifest to us. Thank you, Lord, that you're the God who restores our souls. God who saved us, healed us, delivered us, prospered us, provided for us, protected us. All that we have received from you. And we had to pay nothing for it. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Here in Canada, we to some extent have free medical care. And so we do not appreciate as much what God does for us. Every day you wake up and you breathe, taking oxygen and you exhale and you pay no dime for it. But if you were to know how much you had to pay to breathe in the hospital, you'd be very thankful. Not only that you have air, oxygen to take in, but that your body is functioning. You don't have to be pumping your lungs, your heart, your kidneys. You don't have to do any of that. But when you get sick, you start recognizing, wow, these kidneys have been working just by themselves all this while. All these impurities in my body have just been going out just like that. But I have to go do dialysis when I'm sick in my kidneys, and it costs thousands of dollars. We take too many things for granted. Your pinky is right there, and you don't even feel it until something happens, and all of a sudden, your pinky controls your entire body. Then you begin to recognize all these things I take for granted every day, I need to be thankful for it. I need to just say, thank you, Lord, that I can smell the flowers. Thank you, Lord, that I can see clearly. You say, well, but I'm using glasses. Well, thank God that you have the capacity to have glasses on. Thank God for everything that you're experiencing in your life. Until you and I are thankful and appreciative of what God has done. We really are not living life to the full. Because anything can just go just like that. Just like that. Should I be thankful? Absolutely. Absolutely. That I can stand right here. I need to thank God. That I can clap my hands. I need to thank God. That I can jump. I need to thank God. That I can walk. I need to thank God. That I can sit. I need to thank God. Because not everybody is able to sit. That I can lay myself on a bed and go to sleep. I need to thank God. There are people who are popping medication just to go to sleep. Just to sleep. But you lay your head on your bed and you go to sleep and you think, well, well, that's how it's supposed to be, of course. Because goodness comes from the Lord. But I must thank God for that goodness. This is not what the message the Lord has laid on my heart for us is. But this is where He's keeping me for now. I don't know what you need to thank God for. All I'm saying is you need to thank God. Well, I need a car. I'm just riding the bus. Thank God you don't have to walk. I saw a man today. It was somewhere downtown. He had bags of groceries with a no frills insignia on the bags. So I saw him walk by. I said, man, this guy's been walking for some time now. All the way, no frills, is way down. He's walking. Maybe he should have caught a bus, maybe a bike, maybe what, I don't know, he was walking. He should thank God that he has 2 feet to walk. Every one of us needs to appreciate what God has given to us. Well, I've only eaten once today. Thank God you were able to eat that once. Because there are people who cannot eat at all. So, Pastor, what are you saying? I say, in all things, give thanks. That's what I'm saying. Too many times we complain about all kinds of things. Many years ago, I read a storyline of a man who was complaining about his shoes until he saw a man who had no feet. What are you griping about? Complaining, 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 complaining. Really? Stop for a moment and look at that situation in a different way and begin to give thanks, because thanksgiving opens up blessings in your life. Let me put it another way. Have you ever given something to somebody and they were not appreciative of it? They were not thankful? How excited were you to give them something else? Give them $1 and they'll just look at it and squeezed it. If you had $100, will you give it to that one? If you gave $1 to somebody and the person says, "Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. This is, thank you, thank you. Wow. Thankful for $1. Here, it's $100. Next time, you give them more because they were thankful for the little. You're not thankful for the little that you've got? You're asking for more? Don't expect it. Don't expect it. Because more comes to people who are thankful for the little that they've got. More comes to people who are thankful. If you want to be depleted from what you've got, be unthankful. If you want increase, be thankful. Receive it with thanksgiving. Express your thanksgiving to God that you were alive to receive. Celebrate that fact. Rejoice in that fact. Dance before God because of that. And you will have reason to enjoy life more and more every day. I know as I stand here today, this word is for somebody who is busy griping and complaining about something. Stop it. Complaining gets you nowhere. When you and I are unthankful, we act like somebody owes us something. Yeah, people may owe you all kinds of things. They might owe you respect, they may owe you this, and on and on and on and on. But they have their free will. God is not going to force you to be thankful. Because I want you to hear this before I go any further. Anything God asks you to do, God commits himself to do. One of the last statements you hear before you come into the presence of the Lord is, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." That's God saying, "Thank you. Even God says, thank you. I don't know how many times God has sent me to say, please thank that person for me. And I say to them, on behalf of the Lord, thank you. That's God saying thank you. But God's thank you is a release of favor and goodness towards you. He causes people to come into your life that add to your life and help you. In my 60-something years of living, I've had enough reasons not to be appreciative of particular things. Oh, this is not enough. I don't have that. I don't have this. And the question has always been, what do you have? The prophet said to the woman, what do you have in your house? Because what you have in your hand is what God is going to use to do miracles in your life. It's not what you don't have, it's what you have. As I was here this evening, and I thought about the things I was watching the drummer doing his drumming and I looked at the drums and I said, we're raising funds for a screen. We didn't get all the monies that we wanted. However, we did everything that we wanted to do, and much more than what we wanted to do. We accomplished every single thing and much more. You were here with us, right? We talked about our screen. That's all we talked about. True? Our screen. We ended up having a stage, changing all of the frontage, buying new equipment, changing all the chairs in this sanctuary, changing the chairs in the banquet hall, just for raising funds for a screen. And you know what? We did not get the 100,000 or whatever it is that we wanted. We got maybe about 70,000 of it. But we accomplished everything and more. How? By being thankful. Thankful. As you're being thankful, God begins to orchestrate and put things in order, move things for you. And you start accomplishing more than you could possibly accomplish because you're thankful. 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And what does the Lord Jesus Christ do? He multiplies? No, he first thanked God. The multiplication happened because of his thankfulness. He wants to raise up Lazarus from the dead. And what does he do? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. You hear me? And if the Father hears me, dead Lazarus, there is no way you're not going to hear me, because you're not greater than my Father who hears me. Lazarus, come forth. I'm knocking, and this thing must open. Not learn thankfulness and you want miracles? Forget it, man. Because you enter with thanksgiving. Enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. And to his courts with praise. Your praise is an expression, a continued expression of your thanksgiving. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Why? For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. So whatever it is God did before, he will do now. So when I want to thank God for the miracle that I'm about to see, I want to thank God. I say, thank you, Father, that you touched a woman's pot of oil and you filled every capacity that she provided for you. And you, the God who did that, you will do the same thing for me. Because you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thankfulness. Are you going to move in faith if you're not thankful? All the testimonies that the Word of God gives to us in the Scriptures were examples for us to have a historical, factual experience of somebody who experienced a move of God's power in their lives. And God says he's not a God of partiality. If he did it for one, he would do it for the others. Father, if you've ever healed anybody, I thank you that my healing is already provided. Thank you for what you did for the widow of Nain, how you restored her son to her. Thank you for the blind man that you sent to the pool of Siloam who came back seeing. Even though he was being accused about sinful experiences, whether he or his parents had sinned, Lord, oh God, you said that this was for the manifestation of your glory. Now, Lord, let there be a manifestation of your glory in my life. I thank you for it. Everything, in everything, give thanks. In every situation, give thanks. This is the right thing for you to do. But you don't know, I had really bad parents. I was raised in a terrible home. Do you know how many people have been raised in terrible homes that are really making it? If you give thanks to God for the fact that you were born and that you are still alive, breathing, even though you had a very terrible background to start with. The Word of God says, I restate in everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. It's the right thing for you to do. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I don't know what the will of God is. It's right there. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. I don't know what the will of God is for my life. It's right there. In everything, give thanks. But I don't know what the will of God is. Give thanks. That's the will of God. Give thanks. And God will show you what to do. Acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways, and He will direct your path. But you spend time complaining and griping, not giving thanks. How are you going to get out? How on earth are you going to get out? Acknowledge God. This is the will of God. When you acknowledge God, you're doing it in the expressions of your thanksgiving. Are you thankful for your life that you've got? If you want a better life, start thanking God for what you have now. If I want more people in the house of God worshiping in this house, I must be thankful for what I have now. And every day, as often as I can remember, I thank God. When the guys come to help me do recordings here, as they will tomorrow, and we're going to reach millions of people, potentially, I say, thank you, guys. Thank you for helping me. I really appreciate it. Because they don't have to. They could say to me, well, Pastor, we see that other people that are on the screen over there, they're doing it by themselves. So take your laptop and do it by yourself. You have an iPad? Do it by yourself. But no, they leave their house and they come here and they help me. Wow. That's favor. And I must not take it lightly. If I want more, I must be thankful for what I've got. Every one of us, be thankful. Oh, this child of mine, he's just a brat. Well, there are people who will take and accept your so-called bratty child and thank God I have a child. Brat or not, I have a child. Why don't you thank God for that child before you start complaining about all the terrible things that they are doing or not doing? Thank God. Father, I thank you for this child. I thank you for the family I've got. I give you praise that you're going to make great and greater things happen for this child, for this family. Just thanking God. Am I saying we don't have reasons to complain about different things? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that it's better for you not to complain, but to find a reason to be thankful. Because in your thanksgiving, that's where your change comes. That's where betterment comes. That's where increase comes. The word of God says, let all the earth praise the Lord. Then shall the earth yield its increase. Yield its increase? You mean the earth has increase already inside of it that it's holding on to? Yes. But your thanksgiving and your praise will cause it to release it. It will release it. It has no choice. It has to release it. Somebody getting something out of this yet? I really thought the Lord wanted me to speak from a different passage, but now that I think about it, I'm still talking about what I was to talk about. I was going to talk to you about the tongue from James 3. But I see we're still on the same message. Just be thankful. Use your tongue to thank God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. In Psalm 118, I believe, it says, this is the day. Actually, the very first part of that psalm says, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his what? Mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. How did he call upon the name of the Lord? Verse 1. Oh, give thanks. That's how it started. You want God to enlarge your capacity, but you've not learned how to thank God first. Just as much as it is important for you to listen, to hear God, that's how important it is for you to thank God. He healed 10 lepers. He told them to go show themselves to the priest. And one of them comes back and he asked the question, I healed 10. Where are the 9? You told them to go. Yeah, but one of them is smart enough to come back and say thank you. And guess what happened to the one who came back to give him thanks? He was made every whit whole. There was not a trace of leprosy on him. If he had lost a limb, lost a nose, lost anything, it was restored. It was like he never had leprosy. Do you want to be in a state where you, where God so blesses you, you forget that you were ever, and anybody else forgets that you were ever poor?
It's not possible. It's not. Thanksgiving.
Being thankful. He says, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord had made. I remember, I don't know how many years now, when the Lord walking me through this particular verse by asking me certain questions. He says, are there any days that the devil has made? I said, no. I made every day? I said, yeah. This day was made by me? I said, yes. Then there's not a day that you cannot rejoice. No matter what? Yes, no matter what. There is not a day that you cannot rejoice. Why? Because every day is going to speak well for you. I have assigned every day to speak well for you. And so when you wake up, you can say, thank you, God, I'm awake, ready to receive the benefits for this day. For God daily loads us with benefits. Don't leave anything. Don't leave anything on the table that you need to take with you. Let this day speak well for you. During the day and the night, all of it is meant to speak for you. It's meant to fight for you. That's why you need not worry about tomorrow. Every day, everything is speaking on your behalf. Rejoice and be glad in it. Then he says, save now. Because I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in the day that you've given to me, meaning I'm thankful for it. He says, save now, I beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, twice, I beseech thee, send now, what? Prosperity. Send now, prosperity. Send now, prosperity. Good success. Because I'm rejoicing in this day that you've given to me. Send good success. Let me experience good success today. Because it's the God day. Hallelujah. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. What is that all about? Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. That is the same passage where Jesus is coming to Jerusalem. And people began to cut down trees, throw their clothes on the ground as an expression of honor. And then they were able to say, Hosanna, save Lord. When they had expressed thanksgiving. And here comes the religious folks. Tell them to stop saying what they are saying. Stop them. Jesus says, if I stop them, even these stones are going to cry out. How did he come about this, blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord? There was a donkey, an ass that was tied, that nobody had ridden on. And Jesus said, sent forth his disciples, says, go to that village right there against us. You're going to find this colt tied with an ass. It says, it is by a place where two roads meet. It is outside by a door. It is tied, and no man had ever ridden on it. He says, loose him and bring him to me. Loose him and bring him to me. So they went, and sure enough, there was the colt tied. They bring it. But he also said to them, if anybody asks you, why are you taking this animal? Why are you losing it? He says, just tell them the Lord has need of it. And they will let you be. The Lord has need of him. So they bring it. That colt, I'm sure, wanted to be ridden all of its life. And nobody even took time to pet it, touch it. Now, it's before the Lord. A colt that has never been ridden. If you know anything about colts or horses that have not been tamed, they have never carried any kind of weight on it, you know that that animal is going to balk. It's going to throw you off. This will be a real rodeo time for Jesus. Can you imagine Jesus on a rodeo ride grabbing? No, the colt was calm. You know why it was calm? It was being thankful. This is what I wanted all of my life, to be ridden on. Now I have the privilege. When you are a bulker, when God wants you to do something and you're bulking and trying to throw this off, and it's an expression of the fact that you're not thankful. That I got asked, it's a privilege. It's an honor. Doesn't matter what the platform looks like, that you got asked, that you were sought for, that's honor. And you need to be thankful for it. Because if you're not thankful for the 10 people that you're talking with, who's going to open up 1,000 people to you? Who's going to open 20,000 to you? Who's going to open 500,000 to you? If you're not thankful for the 10, the 5, the 1 that you have. A man that is not thankful for what he has will abuse it. Because he's always thinking, this is not good enough. I want that. That means you're going to be covetous. Always looking at other people and wanting what they've got. Not being thankful for what you've got. If you're thankful, you will clean the clothes, the one shirt and pair of pants that you've got. You'll wash it, clean it, iron it, whatever it is that you need to do, and stay clean. Somebody who's not thankful has no respect for themselves or anybody else, will not do what they need to do to present themselves properly. I'm a child of the King. I don't abuse myself with drugs. I don't sell my soul to the prostitute. I don't sell my life over to pornography. My eyes are meant to see the visions of God, not naked people. And it changes what you are doing and your thought life and your actions are all expressions then of thanksgiving, because you know, God made me his child. I'm a child of God. I'm thankful for that. And as a child of God, I'm going to act like a child of God. But when you don't know who you are and you're not thankful for who you are, you'll abuse yourself and mess your life up. And does it. Praise the Lord. Amen. When the Lord says, does it, does it. Glory be to God. Amen. Father, we are thankful for the life that we have. And we are thankful for your word. We're thankful for all that you've given to us. Thank you for the increase that has now been yielded to us in every area. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I thank God for his grace and his mercy. I thank God for the privilege accorded me to share the word of God with you tonight and every time that I'm opportuned to share the word of God with you. It is an honor. And at this time, we will honor God with our giving. And our givings are expressions of our thanksgiving unto the Lord. May God multiply our seed sown. And may he strengthen us to accomplish his divine purpose. Praise the Lord. I don't know who you are. There is somebody here today your expression of thanksgiving and your giving has changed dramatically, not for the better. But just because of circumstances, you've changed your expression of thanksgiving to the Lord. And the Lord is saying, is this where you want to be? Do you want me to bless you according to how you're responding right now? Or would you exercise your faith and trust me to increase you as you express your thanksgiving by faith? Whoever that person is, receive that admonition and just trust God. My experience has been to trust God no matter what the situation is. You will never be able to determine what my income is by my giving. because those two do not correlate. I give in obedience, and I encourage you to do the same. I give with thanksgiving. I encourage you to do the same. Sometimes things don't seem to change like you would like them to change right now. But what I can assure you of is this. When you trust God, you will lack nothing. God will cause that which you have to stretch supernaturally to address what you need to address. He has this way of doing it. And then one day you come to that large place that God's word promises you. Psalm 118. Will bring you to a large place. Trust him. Praise God. Amen. Well, our next gathering is going to be on Wednesday. We're studying through the book of Proverbs. We stopped in verse 6, I believe, last Wednesday. We're going to continue through there. And I don't know how long we're going to be on this particular book. It might take us the rest of the year, for all I care. But I am confident of this, that when we finish the book of Proverbs, you and I will be transformed in ways that we cannot understand. Your thinking is going to change. My thinking is going to change. We'll be restructured to be able to handle the life that God has for us. Amen? Rise with me as we close in prayer. Thank you, Father, once again, for the privilege accorded us to call and mention your name. Thank you for your saving grace. Thank you, Lord, that you're causing all things to work together for our good. And Lord, oh God, that day by day we will have reason to give thanks. Blessed be your holy name, Most High God. As we go forth out of this place, use our lives to impact and influence others that we'll come in touch with all of this week. And may we have the capacity and the ability, the grace, to point those that we come in touch with to you, our sovereign Lord, that they too may also say with us, Jesus is Lord. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you richly. Once again, thank you for being here. We'll see you on Wednesday. Good night.